and call us to order. This is the 6th Osage Nation Congress. We are in our HUNCA session. The date is April 3rd, 2019. The time is 10:05 a.m. We are on day 9. First item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked Congresswoman Lemon to say the prayer for us this morning.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for all the blessings that you bestow upon us. We come to you today as humble servants, and we ask that you send special angel's wings around the sick and the mourning. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next agenda item is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Present.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Atia.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum, and Congressman Maker is recovering from surgery. He and I have played phone tag the last day or so. I intend to talk to him today or tomorrow or sometime today, and I'll give a report on his progress tomorrow. We're now in approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to approve the journal from April 2nd as presented.
Second.
Motion to approve the journal from April 2nd by Congresswoman Whitehorn, seconded by Congressman Big Horse. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the journal is approved. We're now on reports of select committees. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, members of Congress and Benny. And the Rules, Ethics, and Aggressment Committee met this morning, and we are reporting ONCA 1914, an act to amend the Osage Nation Membership Act 21 ONC Section 1102 to make the number of days for temporary membership consistent and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Eli Potts. The final committee action is to pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Stabler, and Goodfox. Also, ONCR 1903, a resolution to adjust the date that Tallgrass Economic Development LLC is designated as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC pursuant to the Limited Liabilities Companies Act. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. And the final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Stabler, and Goodfox. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Are there any other select committee reports? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to reports of standing committees. Are there any standing committees? Any committee reports? Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. The Culture Committee met yesterday. And we are reporting ONCA 1916. An act to insert a new section at 15 ONC section 5107 to require the assistant principal chief, 1917, an act to establish a revolving fund for the Pahuska Village to authorize expenditures out of the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Eli Potts. The final committee action is due pass with amendments. Voting yes were Pratt, Big Horse, and Stabler. ONCA 1918, an act to establish a revolving fund for the Hominy Village to authorize expenditures out of the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Eli Potts. The final committee action is due pass with amendments with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Big Horse, and Stabler. ONCA 1919, an act to establish a revolving fund for the Gray Horse Village to authorize expenditures out of the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Eli Potts. The final committee action is due pass with amendments with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Big Horse, and Stabler. We are also reporting the appointees. One appointee to the Gray Horse Village Committee, Mark Bowman. The final committee action is the candidate is qualified by education and experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. With 3 yes votes from Pratt, Big Horse, and Stabler. Also, what? Okay.
Said knock, knock.
And knock, knock. I thought I said honk, honk. I was like, what is that? Okay. The Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission, Richard Luttrell Sr. Final committee action is candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Big Horse, and Stabler. I don't believe that's it, but I would like to move to place Richard Luttrell Sr. to the Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation.
Okay.
And also, I was going to let us vote on that one first.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Seconded by Congresswoman Lemon. Okay. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no.
I also move to place Mark Bowman for the Gray Horse Village Committee on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation.
Please. Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Pratt. Seconded by Congresswoman Lemon. Discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Okay, those appointees will be on tomorrow's agenda. Thank you. Are there any other standing committee reports? Congresswoman Edwards.
Good morning, and thank you.
The committee met on ONCA 1916, which is an act to insert a new section at 15 ONC section 5107 to require the assistant principal chief or his or her designee to notify the Osage Congress of a board member or commission member resignation within 5 business days and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Eli Potts. Final vote is due pass with amendments with yes votes from Edwards, Big Horse, Potts, Pratt, Whitehorn, one absent maker.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any more standing committee reports? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Okay, seeing none, we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Okay, seeing none, move on to General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Stabler.
Good morning. To read in ONCA 1909, an act to appropriate $523,659 of federal SAMHSA grant funds to the Counseling Center for the Medication Assisted Treatment Program and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Reading ONCA 1922, an act to amend the summer health program and to establish an alternate effective date. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. First is resolution ONCR 1903, a resolution to adjust. Congresswoman Pratt.
Can I say something real quick? I only see ONCR 1903 on the agenda for today. The ONCA 1914 has been setting for a couple of days. We had some absences and things like that, so can that not be on today's agenda? I don't see it placed on there, but we
Could
have
you engrossed remind me it. Of the bill?
We also engrossed a third bill, but that is being held until Congressman Maker returns.
Looks like that's the Membership Act by Congressman Potts.
Yes. So that's been kind of pending for days, and we had 4 people out, and so we were just like, we're going to move it to the next day. So naturally, it would have already been here by now.
There's a lot of moving parts. If somebody could remind me or if the clerk could speak up, I can't say why or why not the ONCR. ONCA 1914 is not
okay. Well, that's fine, but I'm saying it's ready and we can vote on it today if everyone wants to. So do I need to move to place it on today's agenda because it's not actually on the paper? I'll move to place ONCA 1914 on third reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Pratt to place ONCA 1914 on today's agenda on third reading. It was seconded by Congressman Potts. This is a rule suspension, so there's no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, motion carries. We are now on ONCR 1903, a resolution to adjust the date that Tallgrass Economic Development LLC is designated as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC pursuant to the Limited Liability Companies Act. Sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn, you have 8 minutes. How would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I waive my time.
Okay, the question is, shall ONCR 1903 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Excuse me. Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes, the resolution passes and is referred to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 1914, an act to amend the Osage Nation Membership Act 21 ONC Section 1-102 to make the number of days for temporary membership consistent and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, you have 8 minutes. How would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Potts.
I waive my time.
The question is, shall ONCA 1914 pass?
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date passing say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no.
No.
Was there one no?
Me.
Congresswoman Edwards voted no. Okay, the alternate effective date passes. We are now on motions and notices. I will notice the Congress that the audit firm Red Rock will be here tomorrow to present the audit to the Congress. It'll be on tomorrow's session agenda. Also, I got a hold of Lorraine Wilcox, and she said she had a very busy month and was fine with being placed on tomorrow's agenda. So she will be on tomorrow's agenda, and she will not be in attendance for confirmation. Any other motions or notices? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
The Appropriations Committee meets immediately following session, and Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee will meet 2:30 to 4 p.m. this afternoon.
Thank you. Congressman Mason.
Health and Social Services will meet at 1 o'clock today.
Thank you, sir. Trying to think, Congresswoman Whitehorn, help me with this. What's the water attorney's going to be here? Is that tomorrow as well?
No, it's going to be April 8th at
right,
2:30 to 4:30 meeting, and that's the day that the attorneys were scheduled to come back in town, and the afternoon worked best for them. So she reached out to me and you, and we decided to put it in committee.
That's right. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other motions or notices? Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Lunch will be served today. Back in the back.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Any other motions or notices? Motion to adjourn?
To adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
Motion by Congresswoman Edwards to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow, seconded by Congressman Big Horse. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, we are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
I thought of that when you were up there talking.
What?